Hello, my friends. Welcome to Finessa Empowers Podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach and author. Thank you so much for your support and tuning in. Our topic for today is God's jealous for us, His great treasure, a chapter from my devotional book, Grace Gems. The scripture reference comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 14, and it reads, "Do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Now, have you ever had such a great passion for someone or something that your desire for that object of affection overwhelmed you? Amazingly, God looks upon us and feels the exact same way. We are His great treasure, and He desires to watch over us, protect us, provide for us, and comfort us at all times and in every way. Because of His great passion for us, He is a jealous God. This term jealous, also kana in Hebrew, is an adjective used exclusively of God, focusing on His desire for exclusive relationships, according to the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible. Another term to describe jealous is zealous, meaning ardently active, devoted, or diligent, full of, characterized by, or due to zeal. Other synonyms include enthusiastic, eager, fervid, fervent, intense, passionate, and warm. Jealousy is often perceived as negative. However, the Bible's definition views jealous in this context as God's desire for us to be in relationship with Him and only Him. Because we are made in His image, we also exhibit this nature, such as our desire for the very best of and for our spouses, children, and other loved ones. We don't want them to experience hurt, pain, or discomfort and try at all costs to protect them. Nevertheless, we all have free will and must travel our own road. As we travel our own road, life has a way of happening to us and may leave us feeling dejected and rejected. No one, absolutely no one, is exempt from pain and suffering, but how we deal with that experience shapes our outlook on life and our ability to empathize with others. Likewise, God is no stranger to such feelings, for He feels what we feel and experiences what we experience. He felt temptation, loneliness, abandonment, ridicule, emptiness, ostracism, rejection, and abuse of all kinds. Thank goodness that God knows, understands, and empathizes with our struggles and has the ability to give us the peace, love, joy, grace, and mercy that only He can truly provide if we want it. How awesome to know that we have a God that is touchable. He loved us so much that He came off His throne to learn more about His creation, to help us in our most desperate, greatest need. I take overwhelming comfort in this fact, and am confident that whatever I'm going through, He knows, cares, and comforts me like no one else can. In essence, jealous in this sense is not a bad thing at all. It just means that His love is so intense, passionate, all-consuming, and exclusive just for us, because we are just that special to Him. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you for tuning in to the Finessa Empowers Podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at finessaempowers.com. Also, please check out my new poetry album, Naked and Unashamed, available on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Play, and Spotify. If there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You are already empowered to reign and have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.